This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A former Amazon employee who was fired for raising concerns about COVID-19 policies at the company's Thornton warehouse is taking legal action. CPR's Andrew Kenney reports.
Linda Rodriguez filed a formal complaint this week saying that Amazon didn't translate important pandemic safety messages into Spanish, leaving her to interpret for some of her coworkers. She kept trying to escalate her concerns until the company fired her, according to her attorney, David Seligman.
Amazon has perceived workers and their voice as an existential threat to their operations and has gone to great lengths to squelch their power and voice.
Amazon says that it justifiably fired Rodriguez for taking unauthorized breaks at work. Her complaint argues that the company cherry-picked tracking data about her work, including authorized time off and short breaks that were common at the facility, to retaliate. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
Kansas has added Colorado to its travel quarantine list. CPR's John Daly reports.
Those who need to quarantine for 7 days after arriving in Kansas with a negative COVID-19 test include anyone arriving after May 6th from Colorado. This does not apply to those who are fully vaccinated or had COVID-19 within the last 6 months. States and countries make the list when their case rate is 3 times above the rate in Kansas, now at 8 cases per 100,000 people. Colorado joins India, the Maldives, and the small island nation of Cabo Verde on the list. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
At CPR.org, an alpaca ranch seeking to be a safe haven for transgender people has exposed some cultural tensions in deep red Custer County.
This county is stuffed full of downright amazing people. And that has nothing to do with politics. We have a lot of friends that are conservative, but we don't have any friends that are Nazis.
The Tenacious Unicorn Ranch. The harassment residents say they're getting, and the locals who wonder if it's just a money-making ploy. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce has the story at CPR.org. Along the Front Range tonight, partly cloudy, lows down to 50 degrees. The western slope, mostly cloudy and windy, lows 50. Partly cloudy for Vail, lows around 35. This is CPR News.